The Newark Bears are not only under new management, but their bench has a whole new look this season. Tim Raines was introduced this week as the new Bears skipper. Raines ranks fourth in the majors with 808 career stolen bases during a 23-year span. He was a 7-time All-Star with the Montreal Expos and a 2-time world champion with the Yankees. Raines also picked up a ring while being a coach with the Chicago White Sox. I sat down with him earlier this week in the press box at Bears and Eagles Riverfront Stadium and talked about his career and if his experience helps him evaluate talent.
I don't think it's ever easy. I think, you can see guys perform and you can see their makeup. But, I mean, I think I've seen some great players get to the major leagues and not play beyond a couple of weeks. And I've seen some guys who had so-so minor league careers that become great major league players. So baseball is a little different. I mean, you know, it's unlike the other sports where, you know, if you're a great quarterback, you know, that's all you do. You know, if you're a receiver, that's all you do. Here, you have to be an offensive player and a defensive player. And that's the one thing that the other, you know, basketball, offense and defense, but it's one of those sports where it's an individual team sport. And you are asked to do your job offensively and defensively, and everyone else is asked to do their job. So it comes down to who's going to do their job the best today. And that's what I like about the game. Just kind of get guys prepared to do their best every day. And hopefully we can do that.
One of the challenges of managing in the Atlantic League is the fact that players come and go on a regular basis. And I'm sure you're prepared for that. What kind of approach are you going to take into this first year with the Bears?
Well, I want everybody to play hard. I want them to respect me as well as I respect them. And come, because, you know, this is their last chance at trying to get back to where they're trying to get. So it's not that I want to hold that over these guys' head, but, I mean, if you want to continue to play the game and play at the major league level, you have to prove to me that you can do that. And until I see that, I mean, you know, you have your chance to prove that you deserve another chance at being a major league player. So, and I think the good thing about, you know, being an ex-player, you've seen it, and I've managed in the minor leagues and I've coached in the major leagues. You've seen it all, so you know what to expect, what to look for, and what to hope for. I mean, there are still going to be some chances where, you know, you see a guy that maybe might not have it at that time, but eventually he's going to get it. You just never want to, like, turn your back on anyone, but you want to give everybody a chance. And I hope that that we as a coaching staff can do the right things and hold on to those.
How exciting was it for you to have a chance to play with your son, Tim Jr.?
I think that was the highlight of my career. I mean, I won 2 world championships as a player, won one as a coach. You know, won some batting titles, you know, led the league, All-Star games and stuff. Those were all great individual stats, but just to know that you had an opportunity, you and your son and one other son, father and son combination, got an opportunity to play in the major leagues together, and just to be a part of that two-family thing is quite exciting and made us both excited. I mean, made it special for us.
I see you're not wearing any of your world championship rings. Is that something that's common for you, or what?
It's common. I don't like to wear jewelry. I mean, you know, my wedding ring is the only ring that I wear, and I'm afraid I'm gonna lose them. So I play a lot of golf, so I take all my rings off. So I'm afraid I'm gonna lose something one of these days. So I keep them in the vault at home.
Before we let you go, your finest memories with the Yankees winning 2 World Series?
Yes. For sure. I mean, I played 3 years here, got to the playoffs all 3 years, and to win 2 world championships, I mean, it's like, it was like heaven here for me.
What about being a part of Yankee history? A lot of people always, it seems towards the end of their career, they love to come to the Yankees, looking for a World Series, but also looking to be a part of the great tradition.
Well, that wasn't so much. I mean, I wasn't really that type of guy that really was concerned about legacies or anything like that. I just love playing the game. I love playing hard, and I love playing for someone I had an opportunity to win. And it just so happened that 3 years I was here, that's what it was all about, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
I have to ask you, do you like any kind of jazz?
I love jazz. I mean, I think it's soothing when you want to relax and just kick back. So if you could help me out with a little bit, I'll take it.
Newark Bears manager Tim Raines.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
This is the WBGO Journal.